Welcome to Collaborating, the podcast series of the Collaborative for Business Development. Welcome back to Collaborating, the podcast that focuses on all things revenue, best and next practices in sales, marketing, and eliminating organizational obstacles to success. This is a short podcast to discuss discerning style when you're not face-to-face. Over the past four podcasts, I've discussed behavior style and motivators and their impact on what we call behavioral selling. For those of you who've been tuned in, recall that our behavioral styles strongly dictate what our communication approach will be. It's not what we say, but how we say it. And so here's another test. Can you recall what percentage of communication comes through by, number one, body language, two, tone of voice, and three, words and content? You know I love these little quizzes, so I'll give you 5 seconds again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And so the answers are, body language is 55% of communication, tone of voice is 38%, and words and content are 7%. And I know I've talked about these percentages in this research before, so I just thought I should reference it. These data come from research done by Professor Albert Mehrabian, M-E-H-R-A-B-I-A-N, who's currently Professor Emerita of Psychology at UCLA, but he's done this work over decades and has had some other people work with him on this. When I can see your face, watch your movements, and see what's hanging on your office wall, I can get a good idea what you are all about. And I'm able to use all 100% of my communication capability with you. But what about when I don't get to meet you and I don't get to sit in front of you face to face? When all of our communication is over the phone or by email. So on a cold call or a warm call, I instantly give up 55%, that is the body language component, of my ability to communicate effectively. The good news for salespeople is that we all give clues to our preferences and our styles, even over the phone and in writing. Now granted, it is harder to read someone when you don't have all the data, but good salespeople can take some of the data and work with it. Even when we match the prospect or client just a little bit, our chances of creating a bond increase. So, how do I know what your preferences are if I can't see your face? Word choice, tone, pace, accents, background noise, for instance, are they typing while they're talking to you? All give clues about behavioral style. The most important thing is for you to listen more than you talk. This bears repeating. We can read someone and understand their preferences only if we let them talk more than we do. Which generally, as most good salespeople know, is the way you should be working with folks, with prospects and clients generally. So to do this well, the salesperson must spend the first several interactions or minutes of the first interaction asking questions and listening to understand not only what the person on the other end is trying to convey, but in order to glean behavioral style, how they're conveying it. This means more than just listening to the answers and taking notes on their budget, their priorities, etc. It means listening to what's underneath what they are saying. Are they rushed, stressed, calm, complacent, non-emotional, angry, or too emotional? Do they speak fast, clipped, and loudly, or slow, thoughtfully, and softly? What kind of words do they use? Results-focused, people-focused, or some combination of the two? What kinds of things are important to them? Solving a problem, personal accomplishment, you know, looking good, taking their time to think, being very pensive and responding in a slow and methodical way. So if you've listened to these past several podcasts, starting with number 10 on style and motivators, you should be a student right now of behavioral style and motivators and behavioral selling and have a clear picture of each of the four core styles. I've also discussed the tone of voice and words each style prefers and uses. Refer to those past, again, these past four podcasts to bone up on what to listen for before your next cold call session. And as an important footnote, it's not very different with email. As an example, the folks who use your name, close with their name, maybe throw in a personal tidbit, ask you a personal question, make a joke. Well, these folks are usually the people people, right? The folks who write short sentences and give clipped information are usually the results-focused one. Email is definitely the hardest to discern, but again, the rule of thumb is to respond to the prospect or client in a similar way to how they are communicating with you. And I know by my own experience, this can be hard to do, but it has to be done. I'm more of a short and to the point kind of person, but I definitely take the time to type in the extra lines when I could see it's more of a high-I, very people, person-oriented kind of interaction, and do take the time to respond in kind. Listening, paying attention, staying alert, and working to understand the prospect's messages will give you the clues you need to communicate effectively, even without being able to look into the prospect's eyes. Put this knowledge into action, and you will be reading people you can't see and communicating in style. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, keep on collaborating.